Hello, and welcome to The Thought Police, episode 7.
Oh my God.
Huh? I bet you never thought you'd get there, did
no.
you?
No, and the numbers are going up this...
The numbers you yes. tell me are going up, yeah, 20% up.
20%
That's
up
good.
from last week, and that right. had an additional 7 days.
So they okay.
And they can watch all the old episodes.
All the old episodes, all
if
going
it's
all the
interesting.
Way back.
I don't yeah, even know if it's interesting.
I think it is interesting. You could do a kind of... because now we've got a week's worth, effectively. So yeah. you could actually watch one every day. For the whole week,
yeah, or
you 7 days.
Well, you could watch it entirely in one day, or you could put on maybe 5 different computers in your house and watch them.
Yeah,
all,
you could do all of
all
that
together. People like you, you are the star. I'm coming. To
not
the
at
Lord
all.
For
no,
you.
Listen.
Yeah,
I'm merely the enabler.
No,
right?
you're not. You're the star. People know Mike Graham.
Yeah, they do, but that's right. just fortunate for me, and sometimes not so fortunate, really.
How is it not fortunate, and how is it bad? People want to watch you.
Well,
they don't
be...
know who Louis Schaefer is.
Yeah, they do.
People you know
who you
I
are.
Am.
I'm
who
like
the Ricky, the guy who talks to Ricky Gervais.
Oh yeah, but see, he made it. He had his own show after a while, didn't he? The tall guy.
He did. Was he grateful to Ricky Gervais?
I am
so grateful to you.
I mean, you're right though, actually, because I can't remember his name.
Yes.
Well, there was Merchant, wasn't there?
Picklington.
Was he the guy that did the Idiot Abroad? Show where he was an idiot.
Yes,
that went, yeah.
he was the guy,
and he was quite funny. Yeah, but I can't remember his name.
Picklington.
Picklington? No.
What is the guy's name?
That's the problem, though, because he's not Ricky Gervais, right?
Well, if they know, can they just write on the bottom?
Yeah,
in the thread.
They can.
And
Pilkington.
Also,
Pilkington. I think Pilkington. It was,
Carl Pilkington.
Carl Pilkington. There you
That's
go.
Right, yeah.
Suddenly came to me. Do you yeah. not find now that you're this age that sometimes you can't think of something and then suddenly it comes to you?
I don't think it's the age. I think it's what we've done to ourselves. Mm. I think there are plenty of people who are super smart at our age.
Yeah.
You're way smarter than I am.
Well, I'm smart, but I can still forget people's names, though.
Oh, my God, I forget everybody's name.
You know.
And it's so embarrassing because I think this is somebody who I, you know, who I owe money to. I should remember their name.
Yeah, or somebody who you should actually remember.
Yeah.
Because people don't like it when you can't remember their name.
No, well, Dale Carnegie. Yeah,
so I had a friend once. Yeah. I had a few friends once before I did this. But this guy was sort of a newspaper big shot, and he got divorced and he met his new wife, and we were out one night at a party, and I went. And somebody else turned up, and I said, "Oh, this is my friend Chris," and I just hesitated for a second.
Yeah,
and she went, "It's Judy, Mike." And it was that way she said it, and I was just like, that's it for me. She's always going to hate me now because...
And did she always hate you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Although, you know, she didn't. She pretended not to.
But, you know, people forget you. Once you forget somebody...
But once you get it, once you've done that, you can't escape it.
Yes, and you remember, it. It's really painful.
I remember the time you didn't remember my name.
Yeah. It's similar to Dale Carnegie. Have you read the Dale Carnegie books?
I
how to Win Friends and Influence
I know
People.
How Dale. I know and who he is.
So he says that a person's name is the sweetest sound that you could make.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you say their name.
If you say their name and they don't expect you to know it, that's great.
Yeah.
But the opposite of that is terrible. Like if you don't remember their name.
Yeah, that's why you have to have an excuse of having dementia.
You have to pretend that... like I was talking to somebody about this the other day, that you can't keep meeting people and forgetting that you've met them. So rather than saying, you know, nice to meet you,
yeah,
which gives away the fact that you've forgotten you met them,
right.
you just say nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
And then that way they think you remember them.
I'm going to start to cry.
Really?
Because it's so sad. I mean, I know because I'm live streaming now, so I speak to so many thousands
yeah.
of people.
And that's going well for you, isn't
that
it?
That is really going well.
Because I see your tweets about that, and you say it's going up, it's growing, people are watching it.
Yeah, easily. We might hit 24.
Well, that's
it's
still,
going up.
You know, there are some people who don't have that many friends.
These are my new friends.
Yeah.
You got to have friends.
And they're regular people then?
I don't know. They're not regular people. They're no. not. They're people who...
It's quite an interesting thing because funnily enough, we went to Clacton last week, right?
Yes.
It was a little sojourn to the coast. And Charlotte and I went in the car together.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you want to do a live stream?
I want to be asked next time.
Yeah, okay. And she said to me, do you want to do a live stream?
Yeah. And I want to be your like side guy.
A bit nervous.
Yeah, go on.
Because you do it all the time, right? But I was like, well, yeah. I guess, I don't know. And so we sat in the car and she just filmed me and asked me questions. And it was quite funny, actually.
But you sitting in the car?
Me driving. right? Yeah. To Clacton.
I saw that. Yeah, it was really brilliant.
And I'd never done anything like that before.
And I saw that. You want to know something? What I was thinking? I was thinking he's probably learning this right now, as we all are in the entertainment business. Yeah. And he's 66 years old.
Well, the thing is, I'm quite happy to sit in a car and talk to whoever's sitting next to me, but I've never thought of filming it.
Right.
But quite a lot of people watched it and they quite liked it. And it kept breaking up and it kept, like, she kept losing the signal, had to come back on.
Well, also, Charlotte seems to be so happy.
She's very good at that.
Yes.
Yeah, she's very good at
that. And so she makes, like, when we did our little thing in that restaurant that we did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was good. That was probably the first time I'd ever done that.
And it's like people are watching this thing.
Mm.
It's going to be 5,000 people watching this thing.
Well, probably more, actually.
And people are going to like it.
Yeah.
What was I thinking? I lost my train of thought about people's
names. You talked about Dale Carnegie and the name.
Dale Carnegie is people, they have to. There's a way of doing it. And as a celebrity, what do you do when you see people? I know that person. I forget how I know that person. I should know this person's name.
Mm. Well, I met down at Clacton, a couple of people came up to me and I kind of recognized them, but I couldn't think who they were.
Yeah.
And they could see that quite quickly. And so they just would be like, I'm so-and-so.
Which is what they should do.
Right. And then I would say, well, of course, I don't recognize you because when you're on the show, you're on a screen, which is true. If somebody's on a screen, I met loads of people during COVID, right? And I only ever saw them on a screen. And then suddenly you meet them in person.
But even if you meet them in person, how are you supposed to remember people?
They look different.
There's only one way to make sure that somebody remembers your name. Which is borrow money from them.
Yes. Well, people tend not to lend me money. They assume that I've got money.
Yeah.
Which is partially true, but not as true as it was.
Well, you've got a studio here with multiple, and this could be.
I used to have a lot more money, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's because you've had four wives.
Well, there's partly that.
I was going to ask you about that because you said.
I've only actually ever had one wife. There's a great myth about me. There's only one wife.
But how many women do you have children with?
Two.
Two, okay.
Yeah. There's only two.
And you've lived in multiple countries, and that's all the way.
That's true.
Of, like, spending money.
Yeah.
And
I've always kind of lived as day-to-day as I can. I'm not very good at making plans for the future, you know. Although I have got a pension now.
A pension?
Yeah.
That you set up yourself?
Yeah. Well, I had a kind of, I had two periods of 5 years when I worked for somebody else.
Yeah.
And then, so I had.
But you'll get a pension anyway, even with the whatchamacallit.
I get my pension next year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's 11,000 quid a year, which is not.
So much money.
I mean, it's not really going to go far, to be honest. That'll be my water bill, probably. Yeah. Right.
But luckily.
By the time we get to next year.
What about taking in your kids and making them pay rent?
Well, I'm hoping that at some point my kids will kind of reverse into, you know, contributors as opposed to.
Could you ask, because my son is here. My son is here. Are you paying rent? Are you contributing to the household?
Are you paying rent?
I'm contributing to the household.
On a monthly basis.
Does he pay rent?
I'm contributing.
We don't know how much money. I'm afraid to ask his brother, because his brother probably hasn't.
No.
And I don't want to check. I don't want to be disappointed.
It's difficult, isn't it?
To ask your kids for money? To
pay rent.
Yeah.
It's difficult. I mean, I haven't done that. I had my son living with me in my flat in London once for a few months while he was working. And I didn't ask him for any money at all. And he bought me occasional bottles of wine.
Yeah.
And he bought me dinner a couple of times, actually, which was nice.
He buys me discount Melton Mowbray pork pies.
That's nice. So you have to eat them before the end of the day.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're going to die of some kind of poison.
Or maybe that's what he's trying to do. You're trying to kill me.
I guess that's when you know that you're becoming a bit careful with money, when you start sort of hanging around
the discounted
food. I went to...
Or you're just cheap.
I went to a place called... What was the name of it? It's part of Newcastle. Very, very run down. And they had a Greg's Outlet.
Right.
That's how poor they were.
So the Greg's outlet.
So it was like Greg's food, but half
discount.
Price. Yeah.
Yeah.
Half price. What was the name of the place?
It was in the north of the river, the south of the river?
It was, I think, south of the river.
What is the place called?
What's the name of that place in Newcastle?
Which it's that.
And I went up there.
Where all the Jews live down there.
I don't think there's any Jews there. I didn't ask the question. See, again, the name's gone. But the streets were empty because nobody had a car. It was like going to Liverpool in the kind of 1970s, yeah. You know, when nobody had cars. Yeah. And you could, because I went, I was doing a show up there, and in this little sort of community centre.
Oh, I remember.
Do you remember?
The whole place.
Yeah. And yeah. Remember you nearly chucked somebody out of the place.
Yes.
Pooch was there. What was the name of the town?
Yeah, yeah.
Wallsend.
Wallsend. The place was good, actually.
Yeah, yeah. When we had the other guy, he nearly tried to chuck a guy out for talking, which was quite funny. And
talking?
Well, talking during the show.
But shouldn't you're the person, shouldn't you say, hey, stop talking?
Yeah, well, I didn't hear him, though. He was sitting behind Pooch, remember?
Yeah.
Pooch is quite unpredictable in those days.
Right.
He's much calmer now.
He's a leader now.
He is. Well, he's the CEO of the company. You know, you don't want to mess with that.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Have I been not nice to him?
You've got to be nice. You've got to be, yeah.
I remembered your name. That's
yeah,
a good
there
thing.
You go. So, yeah, but I remember going up there and I had a Range Rover in those days. And I said to the guy behind the counter, I said, is there a car park? No. He goes, is there a park in the street? And I was like, all right then. And there was literally no other cars in the street. And I was worried I was going to come out afterwards and it was going to be the car up on wheels, up on bricks, you know.
Well, it is Newcastle.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a beautiful town.
It is Newcastle. Nice up there, actually.
It is really nice when it doesn't rain.
The coastline is lovely.
Coastline everywhere is lovely. You ever seen ugly coastline?
Yes, I have.
Where?
Well, do you know where it's not that nice? Is in terms of the beaches, Cyprus. I don't like to mention it much.
Why? Because is it rocky?
It's in Cyprus. Yeah, it's got that, it's like Turkey, they've got that weird sand. It's more like dust.
Mm.
It's not very sandy.
Yeah. A lot of it is not sand, it's like seashells.
Yeah, and it's ash.
Where it was just, it was seashells. I think Malta had that too.
Yeah, I haven't been to Malta.
Yeah. But
have you been on holiday this year?
Been.
Anywhere?
It's
not a difficult question. A difficult question for him.
Why would I go on holiday?
Well, I don't know.
I've been on holiday enough. I used to go to every place.
Change of scene.
I've been to like 50 countries.
Yeah.
You know, and you get back, no one's interested in hearing about them, and it doesn't change your life. It doesn't. You don't think, oh my God, I'm amazing.
You don't think it's nice to go somewhere else, though, for a while?
I'm in somewhere else. I'm in England. you know, I'm in London. How much do people pay for a night in London?
Well, how about going back to New York for a spell?
I'm afraid they're not going to let me back in the country.
Yeah.
I'm actually afraid.
Have you still got a U.S. passport?
I have a U.S. passport. I'm not afraid of that being let back.
Still valid.
It's still valid. My kids have U.S. passports.
Yeah, that's handy.
And I feel bad about it because I feel people in this country, they, you know, a lot of my friends are trapped. Because they don't have the money. Not my friends,
what, you mean
my followers.
To go back to...
The people who were my followers. Yeah. They're trapped in this country.
You mean they're from other countries?
No, they're here. They're right. English. And when the,
but
when
you can't leave.
They can't leave when it gets bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was listening to an argument that's
being
made.
The rich people can leave.
Rich people can always leave.
Yeah.
But they've probably got a house somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, or the house here to sell as well. But a lot of people who haven't got a house here to sell, you can't go anywhere. But I was listening to Jenrick this week talking about welfare and saying that people were going, oh, but the thing is you can't make it impossible for people from foreign countries to claim benefits in Britain because there are all these people from Britain claiming benefits in Europe. And I'm like, I don't know anyone who claims benefits in Europe. Do you?
I don't know anybody because they're in Europe. Why would you be friends with somebody?
People who go to Europe are usually going there to work. So I think this is one of those myths.
But they're
coming
from here. They would come from here.
Well, the argument is there's something like 1 million people from Britain in Europe.
Collecting benefits.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that. But they could be collecting some kind of health program.
No, probably not, though. I mean, most people who I know who are English, who live in France, have a job, or who live in Germany, or who live in Italy, they all work, right?
Yeah.
They're not... They don't, you know, you don't hear of people saying, I'm going to go to Germany and claim benefits.
Well, you want to hear the best joke that I've made.
Yeah.
That I'm going to take credit for because it's brilliant. Is that the people who voted to remain in Europe are people who hope one day that their children will be able to work in Europe.
Yeah.
And the people who voted to leave are people who hope one day for their children to be able to work in the UK.
Yeah, that's not actually that bad of a joke, but it's actually really true.
That's what makes it a great joke.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's not very funny, though.
No, no. So as I can tell because you're not laughing. No one is laughing.
No, I am now. No, but the thing is that you can, this is another myth about Europe, you can work in Europe if you want, as a British person.
What, for 2 years or something?
Well, you know, you just find a way, you know.
What does that mean, find a way? Find a way. Like lie.
What if you have to, yeah.
You could be rich and just find a way to steal it.
Are you telling me that I couldn't send one of my kids to Germany and they couldn't get a job and they could never live there?
Yes.
That's not true.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it's like there, but...
Get sponsored, you get a job.
You can get it if you want to get a job. You can get a job. I went to America when I was 23, and you know, I got a job. I got fired. I started my own business. You know, I managed to get a visa somehow.
Because you are You know,
well, this is the part that annoys
me about you. You're like one of these guys. You're an alpha male. You just think the whole world is open.
Maybe it is, but most
people don't think that, especially in this country, where the people have been beaten down.
Well, that's why this country's in the shit.
Yes.
Because people think that they can't do anything.
Yes, and they've been told they can't do anything,
Why do they believe what they're told?
Because it's been going on for so many years. It's been going on for 150 years of Fabianism.
I don't believe what I'm told by anyone, right? Yeah. And that's my default position. If somebody tells me not to do something, I immediately want to do it, even if I didn't want to do it before.
Yeah, because you're one generation removed.
Because I'm an immigrant.
Awkward. And you're awkward.
I'm awkward. I was taught to be awkward by my father, who was equally awkward.
And he was Scottish.
Yeah.
And those people were really hardworking once upon a time, as people in England were really hardworking.
My father was best described by, he used to run the artist department in the Evening News, which is an old-fashioned English London newspaper.
Yeah.
And he had to go to see some management meeting or something. Mm-hmm. And they said to him, we've looked at your rota system for how many people you need at any given time during the day, and we don't understand it. And he said, right. He said, well, when you do understand it, let me know and I'll change it. And that was him. That was his attitude to life.
He wasn't fired.
No. No, because he was very good at his job, but he just didn't give a toss about anybody. He was like, particularly management, because he came from a kind of trade union background, and he believed that, you know, the management were all idiots. And so if they said anything to him, which was in any way sort of trying to do him down, he would just make
fun of
them.
But that's also a problem, too, when you think the managers, that's a lot in this country, is that people think that they're... I was going to say they're betters. I don't believe in that concept.
No.
They're betters.
Most people who become managers in this country are not very good at what they do.
Right.
Well, which is why people like Pooch and I end up working on our own, for ourselves. We don't want to work for people who don't know what they're doing. Why would you?
Well, I'm with you. I've never really worked for anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't my decision.
Yeah, but you've done well for yourself. You've left your home country. You've come to another country. You made a living.
Have I done
well
for myself?
You're going to tell me most people in America wouldn't do that, because they wouldn't. Most people in America still haven't left America.
And they shouldn't leave America. I made a mistake by coming to this country. I mean, I made a mistake.
You've been here a long time.
Yeah. Not you. I made a mistake.
Why?
Because it's like what my ex-girlfriend used to say, you can't cheat on me. Because you're going to fall in love with the girl that you're cheating, and it's going to just cause a mess.
It's not a very convincing argument, though, is
it? It is. It really is. Because, like, I came to this country, and I've caused a mess. I love America.
But how's it your fault?
It's my fault, because I just should have said, you're moving to my country, to that girl.
But you were living in L.A. then, right?
I lived in L.A. for a year. I could have lived anywhere. I could have done anything. But I'm living here.
You don't have to, though.
I do have to.
You could go back.
I have to, number one, I have to, because I don't think my kids want to come to America. I try to talk to them about doing that, because they've been brainwashed to live here, number one. Not that this country is bad. It's bad.
There's parts of this country that are great.
Parts of it are great, and a lot of the people...
Parts of America are terrible.
Yes, but we're not going to live in the parts that are terrible. We're going to live in the part that... I don't even know...
Well, New York is terrible now. Because that Mandami character.
Well, you know what?
He's ruining everything.
From what I know is people are fed up with him.
I was talking to my sister, actually. She was telling me that you tried to bring in this rule that they were going to open state-run food shops, like supermarkets.
Yeah,
right?
It's going to be like the Soviet Union times.
But you can't do it now because apparently all the Koreans and all the Hispanics and all the people who run the shops in New York are like, we're not doing that.
It's not just that.
We're not doing it.
It's a horrible communist idea.
Yeah, no, I know. But they've all gone, we're not having it. So he's now had to, apparently, he's had to give that idea up.
He is.
The guy's an idiot. And dangerous.
He's of course he's an idiot. He's a communist.
Right. But how has New York become so screwed up that they voted him in?
I think because we were all promised something with education. Everyone was told you were going to make money. The big problem is we let women work.
Well, it's taking you longer than normal to get around to this. I mean, normally it's about 20 minutes in.
That's yeah.
How many, what are you, 15 minutes in?
Because most of the problem comes from that.
20 minutes is actually quite long. That's your record. No, the thing is, when I lived in New York around the 80s, New York was booming.
Yeah,
it was booming. The greatest place in the world. You could do anything you wanted. It was open all hours.
Right.
Make as much money as you like.
But women hadn't taken over everything.
Well, they hadn't. Well, yeah, but women, as far as I'm concerned, should work. Of course they should work.
Why?
Because I don't want to work with a lot of men. Why would I want to do that?
Because men get the job done.
No, but men are annoying, though.
Yeah, they're annoying because
more
they get the job done. And then you go
men
home
and
you go to the
than
pub.
Women,
and
you...
We've got better women producers here.
Yeah, but the women here in this organisation that we are now running are much better and much cleverer than the men.
And how happy are they going to be later on in
life?
They're
very happy.
They're happy because what happens is they're 22 years old. They get their first job.
They're not that young. They're not all 22.
No, I know. But women get their first job. They're 22 years old. And they go, oh, my God, I'm at work. And all the men are... And everybody's paying attention to me because that's all women care about is being paid attention to. And they're being given money.
Yeah.
So they're so happy at 22.
Yeah.
And then at 30, they're less happy. And at 40,
they're less happy because they've met you and you've married them.
And disappointed them.
And then at 40, they're disappointed.
Because, no, then they divorce me and they think they could get somebody better and they can't.
But the world is not a microcosm of your life, you see. Not everybody
is bitter
and twisted about
my life. The reason I was divorced because I married a woman who had... don't listen to this.
Who had what?
Well, she had a career and was making money, and I had moved from New York.
But you see, that you should have been happy about that, if she was making money.
I would have been happy if she didn't want to give it to me.
Yeah, but you didn't have to have it. You just share it.
I did. Well, how am I supposed to live? Sharing is her giving it to me.
Yeah.
I'm just resentful that mum's always been like sort of 10 times more successful.
Well, remember that 10 times zero is
still zero.
Zero.
Yeah. I think you've been doing yourself down too long for too many years. You've actually bought your own propaganda that you are not successful.
No, I'm not saying
men successful.
Men can't be. Men can be successful,
men
obviously.
Can be.
The most successful people in the world are men. Mm. The world is made by men. Women can do a lot of things.
They can.
I'm not saying they are incompetent. They're not. The problem is they are competent, but they need to...
Do you not think you're being a bit generalising, though?
Yes, of course
I am.
Because
there are plenty of men who are completely incompetent. I've worked with them, right?
Yes, yes.
But you wouldn't say men are incompetent.
But women,
would you?
Women need children.
Some do.
I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't say it because it's currently...
You shouldn't.
Why shouldn't I say it?
No, you shouldn't say it because you're banned from saying it.
Just for that reason. Not for any reason.
Women. You can't just piss all over women every week.
I'm not pissing all over them. Women are amazing.
Okay.
I love women.
See, I've got him to say it now.
Yeah.
No, I call this a therapy session.
It is like therapy.
That doesn't mean they're not horrible. They are horrible.
Say it again.
Yeah. I don't want anybody out there thinking, oh, he doesn't really believe that. He's full of it.
Well, you said you love women.
I do.
And they're horrible.
And they're horrible. I love a lot of things that are horrible. Whiskey is amazing.
Right, and horrible.
But it's horrible. Yeah. Am I right?
I don't drink whiskey unless I'm in Scotland.
I don't even know. I never even drink whiskey. But that's the kind of thing that is like, it tastes horrible. Mm. It's hard to get used to. And, you know, it's expensive.
Some people are addicted to it.
And you get addicted to it and it eventually kills you.
Yeah.
But you're glad you had it in your life.
Exactly. So
I don't even...
On balance, a good thing.
Yes. And women... We need women.
A world
without women
would
be horrible.
It would be
horrible.
But
you don't need them working with you all the time.
Well, part-time then.
Not even part... Let them work in their own thing, whatever they want to do, but let there be men...
I would not like to have had a career without women in it.
Yeah.
Working with them.
Why?
Because it would have been less colorful, less interesting, less
interesting,
engaging,
because they cause trouble. They're troublemakers.
Well, so do men, though.
No. They don't, men don't.
Well, you've never worked in newspapers, because the men were a lot worse than the women.
I used to work for the Audit Bureau of Circulation for 5 years.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was in every single newspaper all over the...
So you met a lot of newspaper people?
Yeah.
And you didn't think any of the men were a pain in the ass?
No, men are horrible, too.
They're also horrible. They're horrible. Just humans you don't like.
No, humans, they're different kinds of humans. Women are... I wouldn't call them humans. But they're very...
Whoops.
I'm sorry.
Has your microphone gone off again? Hold on to it.
I'm going to hold on to it. But, I mean, women are very close to human. You look at them, you think that they're human.
Close to human.
Yeah.
I've met a few that weren't human.
And because the similarity between men and women is just so extreme. We're so similar that, you know, you could have a close shave and put on a, let your hair grow long and you feel sexy.
Some men do that.
Yes. We're very similar.
You ever dressed as a woman?
What, like, were people weren't supposed to know that I was really a guy?
Yeah. He has, isn't he?
My kid is here. I'm not going to, I don't want him to know that. I've never done that. I've wished I was, sometimes you wish, sometimes I lie in bed naked and I push my boobs together and I feel pretty.
Like that guy from, is that the guy from Silence of the Lambs when he's doing that dance in front of the camera?
I don't remember
he
that.
He tucks it in and, you know.
Yeah.
You haven't done that?
No, I haven't. I didn't.
Sure.
You're embarrassing me because I never saw that movie.
You haven't seen Silence of the Lambs?
I never saw Silence of the Lambs.
No. I'm amazed. Everybody's seen Silence of the Lambs.
I know. That's why, I've seen the bits and pieces of it.
Okay.
And I thought she was really hot at the time.
Jodie Foster. Yeah.
Why, have you ever done that? Have you?
No.
So why would you think that I would have done that? I'm a real man.
I'm just asking the questions. Yeah, I'm just asking the questions.
I am mental.
I mean, you ask people questions not because you want to necessarily know the answer. You want to just see how they answer it.
People think that I don't think that women are as smart as men. And they're not. But they're almost as smart as men.
But some
and they're
men. Just, but again, you can't. I mean, yes, you must have met stupid men, right?
As a rule.
You must have met stupid men and you must have met clever women.
Am I saying something that's going to make people hate me?
Yeah.
It's going to hurt this show?
Yeah. Well, it won't hurt the show.
Yeah.
But they won't like you for it.
I'm saying women, the problem with women is they can do what men can do generally, but it doesn't make them happy.
Well, that's enough. A different argument.
That's my argument.
That's a different argument.
Well, I appreciate you getting that out of me.
Okay. There you go.
It doesn't make them happy. When they're 22 and they're in an office in a newspaper thing and they're what's her name Clark what's not Clark what's the Lois Lane.
Well, Lois Lane yeah
and she's like and she's writing and or what's the one with Cary Grant and,
The Philadelphia Story
no the one where
North by Northwest
no she's the writers. And then they fall in love.
Isn't that the Philadelphia Story? It's the newspaper office, right?
No, but it's not called the Philadelphia Story.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Where they're like fighting and they're in love with each other.
Yeah,
but they're pretending that they hate each other.
I'm sure that's the Philadelphia Story.
And then they say, and she's as good as he is, maybe better.
Yeah.
Okay? And they can be as good.
But they're better.
Or better. In a job. Of course they could be. But they're not the same, number one. Their brains are shaped differently. They got different things going on in there. Right?
They're not necessarily worse.
No, but they're not exactly us.
No, well, you wouldn't want them to be.
But how does it help the world by having a female point of view in something like we're building a rocket ship?
Well, you're saying women can't build rocket ships.
Yeah.
Okay.
They literally did, though.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. See, the trouble is there is the unfortunate truth that does come out, which proves you're wrong.
I haven't thought about this as
You haven't
much.
Really given
I've
it enough
I've just
thought.
Been bitter over my
you
divorce.
Have. It sounds like you're
I've
driving.
I've been bitter that my last girlfriend left me. I've been bitter that I'm like, I've only have two
Maybe
kids.
Maybe you just attract the wrong kind of women.
Are you Possible. Talking about his mother?
Yeah.
No. I've had enough women, as you have, to know that pretty much they're not all the same.
No.
But they're all weird. Well, are they? You answer that question.
Well, weird is an interesting word.
Yes, they all do things. I didn't expect that to happen. I didn't expect, why did she get so upset at me at that?
Yeah.
I didn't think, I thought she knew.
The issue is we don't understand women and women don't understand men.
Yes.
And that's part of the joy of it all.
Which is because we're acting as if we're the same.
Yeah, because what do you feel when you see a couple who look intensely in love and love and think the sun shines out of each other's backsides?
Yes.
It's sickening, isn't it?
Sickening.
It is sickening. You go,
why is that sickening?
Because you don't believe it. You go, I don't believe this. You know, people are, like Keir Starmer walks out and holds his wife's hand. You're going, I'm sorry, I'm not buying that. That's bullshit. You know, you guys have been married, you've got kids that are 20 practically. Why are you holding each other's hands?
Right.
There's something wrong with it.
That's something else. That's a very interesting point.
When I was married, if my wife tried to hold my hand, it was like,
I know. I'm the same way.
I don't want that.
I'm the same way. Don't touch me. Don't touch me in public. It's stopping me from hitting on other girls.
Well, just don't hold my hand. I'm not 10.
Yeah.
You know?
But women, they either want to control you or they want you to control them.
Yeah.
So.
But that's the joy of it all, though. You see, the thing is, I see all that as a positive rather than negative.
Yes, in real life, I think it's a great thing. But in an office, I don't think.
I don't see what's the difference.
The difference is, what is successful businesses? They're people who are fixated on achieving a goal. Like you, what you're doing here in this great library
with women
that we're in.
And men.
And they can.
Some non-binary individuals.
And they can be a help. It's an interesting question.
It is. Anyway, I thought you had some stuff for me.
I do have some stuff. Right? I do have some stuff. I mean, I'm just going to sample it.
We're hitting the witching hour.
I don't know. Let me show you. Whichever
one's...
It's
a nice bag, though. Is that a Morrison's bag?
It's a Morrison's bag. I have to pay 60 pounds. I never go to Morrison's because you got to pay 60 pence.
Pence.
For a bag.
Really?
60 pence.
They're only 40, I think, in Sainsbury's.
Yes, and 30, yeah. This is expensive.
You brought me some ties.
These are quite expensive.
This is very nice.
I'll give you the expensive ones.
I can tell because it's quite thick.
Where did you find them?
I buy them in charity shops.
Charity shops?
Is that wrong?
This is Marks and Spencer's, this one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's quite heavy, though.
No, it is expensive ties.
It's an expensive tie. Okay, that's quite nice.
I mean, in this one there.
How much do you pay for these?
I never paid more than £3 for a tie. And usually I get them for less. I used to get them for less. I used to wear them every single night when I was on... When I was on the TV,
garish, that one.
When I
this
was on the
also
famous.
Garish.
Yeah.
Monsieur Elise from Paris.
You could Google them. I've Googled
them.
You
like a yellow tie, don't you?
Yeah, mine.
Yeah. Okay, we'll divide it up.
Well, I'll wait till the ties he's got for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize he was the CEO. I'll have to give him or something like that. I'll have to suck up to him.
This looks like some kind of Chinese writing. Han Ting Choi Fang.
You'll have to Google it.
It's Chinese. Han Ting Choi Fang. That's how you say it, I think.
Yeah, this one's made in France.
France.
100% silk.
That's good. It's a good start.
Take two. I've got hundreds of these at home.
All right.
I've got hundreds.
Okay. Beautiful. Alain Figueret, made in France. Very nice. Thank you. That's very kind. I'll stick them with the collection.
Because you don't need to buy anything new. You know, I've been watching these Hoarder Pro. Let me just say something about women. I love women.
We haven't talked about women for about 5 minutes.
I love women.
Okay, and that's a good play to end the show.
No, it isn't.
It is.
Is that women...
He doesn't know how to end anything.
No.
His live stream goes on for days.
Well, he said last week, it's not the beginning of the problem, it's the ending.
It's the ending. But we've been doing it. We're trying to be disciplined on this show, though.
I can't.
So we don't do more than half an hour.
I'm hoping you should be disciplined. Say, like, Lewis, stick to the subject.
Well, we don't really have a subject.
And I'm also so insecure, I'm thinking, you know, I'm just...
Why do you think that is?
Because my mother was mental. She went to a mental hospital, and she didn't give me the kind of quality attention that you need to give to a child. Mm. But at the same time, I was given a lot of love, you know.
By extended family.
Like, for example, like my son here was given a lot of love, which makes him a bit dim. But his brother,
right.
His brother.
So you're saying that you're cleverer if you get less love?
You get more interesting.
Okay.
I think. You get more interesting.
I think there is an issue with people who are too nice.
Yeah. But when you see somebody who's been like, I mean, love. He got love. His brother, not so much.
Not
his
so
brother
much.
Is tall and good looking, you know, and more interesting, I think. And he leaves the house. They're brothers.
You must be loving this.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, Columbus.
The thing is, it's not,
not very interesting.
He
dim.
Does this to us at home.
Yeah.
I tell it to him at home. I mean, I think he, I think they, the point is, like with women,
Back to women.
The women are great. They are great.
Okay, then.
But you got to keep an eye on them. They're dangerous.
Yeah. All of those things are true.
And they make you, they make you fall in love with you. They promise you everything. They say, I'll be your manager. Come to Britain, you'll be a presenter. I didn't even know what a presenter was. You'll be a presenter, you know? And then you get here and you're just a loser. I'm not saying this is my story.
No, of course not. Somebody knows well.
Yeah, but I think all guys are this way. You think, and they say, oh, my boy, they treat you like you're a little boy, a little baby.
But maybe you've been too reliant on them. That's the problem.
Yes.
You should have been more independent.
Because you want someone, every guy wants somebody. Well, you don't want to be a man all the time. Do you want to be a man all the time? No, you want
to
be.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to be taken into somebody's arms and saying, oh, my little Mike Graham.
You can still be a man.
No, you can't be.
Have you ever worn a nappy when you've been grown up? Because there are people that like that. You get put in a cot.
Yeah.
You know, man-sized nappy.
Is that wrong?
I think it is a bit weird, yeah.
Is that wrong? But everybody has their fantasy sometimes. Some people want to be like daddies, and other people want to be like babies. And a lot of women want to be like mommies. Not really. Not really, but they would prefer to be a bit. This is the worst stream that we've had.
Worst podcast ever. What you said last week, and then it went up.
I know. I don't know. Right. I don't understand people.
Yeah.
But because I didn't get any sleep last, and last night I did sleep a little bit because I took some Zopatlone.
I had some good sleep last night.
Yeah.
Cooler.
So, yeah, you look well rested.
Yeah.
But you always look well rested.
Well, I'm not always well rested, but I was last night. I was good.
But you keep on going. I have respect for that.
Well, usually by the end of the week, I'm less well rested.
I just feel
the way it
like
goes. It's accumulation.
Well, you're less well rested.
Well, it's an accumulation of lack of sleep.
What days do you take off? Do you take off any days?
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, see, like me, I never take a day off.
Right.
Because the unemployed never have a day off. That's what I feel like. I feel like if I could do something, I might as well do something. You're talking about how. This is. What's made this stream. Why am I doing this?
I think it's time to end it, isn't it? I mean, all of it.
Have you heard good things about what we're doing here?
Yeah, people like it. All the comments I see, people love it. I think it's great. I told you, my sister listens to it now. She loves it.
That was my best daughter comment.
As well.
Yeah.
She likes it. They really like you.
Yeah.
I know it's come as a shock to you, but they actually quite like listening to you.
It does, really.
They think you're funny.
Do they really think that?
They do. They do.
That I find the most shocking thing, really.
No, they do.
Because I don't say anything to be funny.
Coach likes it as well, which is important.
He
listens in the car. There you go.
And I listen each of the streams I listen to over and over.
I listened to one the other night, and I was laughing my socks off.
Really?
I don't normally do that.
Country for Mike Graham.
Oh, yeah. That's how we finished it last week. Yeah. See if you can find a Mike Graham.
A weird country?
Yeah, whatever.
Moldova.
Moldova. That's a good one. I think we had Japan last week, and
he was the karate
guy. Nigeria, that's right. Yeah. Moldova. I had some wine from Moldova the other week.
Yeah.
They make quite a lot of nice wine.
I had wine from Moldova, but we couldn't drink it really because it had gone bad.
Oh.
It was Moldovan. It was
red.
I made a joke, I'm sorry. It wasn't a good joke.
Sorry.
I used to be a professional comedian.
Maybe I don't have one.
You know what? Moldova's a mic-free zone.
Yeah.
There's no Mike Graham in Moldova.
Yeah. Moldova's like part of...
You could make a show out of that, couldn't you?
You could.
There is no Mike Graham in Moldova, so we're going to take one there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a show, but isn't that similar to... What's his name's idea of like looking... He looked for Dave Gorman.
Dave Gorman, yeah. Yeah, but he went to places where he found other Dave Gormans. Right. So I'm talking about maybe going to places where there isn't one.
Yeah.
It's a slightly different concept.
And then just showing how people are so happy that Mike Graham is here.
Yeah. Oh, just.
And there's me. You're looking at me.
I'm looking. I'm going to find another one. There's only you.
There are other. There was some.
Lewis Schaefer's.
There's not that many. I remember I met this guy. He was 18 years old, and his name was Lewis Schaefer. And I was like so shocked.
Mm.
I said, "Wow, that's the early days of the internet." Yeah. And his father came online and said, "Who are you?" It was like just.
Oi.
Yeah. Oi.
Yeah.
So those bad
that's
things.
That's a bit of a worry.
Bad things can happen.
Yeah.
I think, I hope this thing goes well. This is week 7.
Yeah, I know. I think it is going well.
And there's all the old-ish, the old episodes.
Yeah.
Well, the better ones.
The better ones. The first one.
Well, you're the third incarnation of it.
Yeah. The other guy was Kevin.
There was a guy called Matt Kelly.
Yeah.
Who I used to work with at the Mirror, who was a bit of a lefty.
Right.
So it was a very different, it was always different. Different
because when you're talking about politics or something.
We were talking about politics and he would disagree with me because he was not right wing.
People like it because they think it's like just, we're like two guys talking in a pub or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like we're waiting for a flight.
It's not about anything.
You used to record it in a pub.
We did used to record it in a pub, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was those shows like that too? Was two guys talking?
No, it was more political, I would say.
Right.
More sweary as well. He used to swear a lot.
I know.
Which I don't think you need to do.
Well, I mean, if
you can, you know.
I mean, you should have a freedom to swear, but.
We have it.
Yeah.
But that's why you don't use it. Howard Stern said that.
Is that what he said?
When he got the Sirius gig,
he
was like, suddenly there was no.
Swear.
You know, there was, there was nobody to tell him not to swear, so he said, we didn't bother swearing.
Yeah.
Because there was no authority to bat against.
Yeah, it didn't bother anybody.
Right. Whereas when it was the FCC or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they were always banning him.
Well,
so he would get banned because he quite enjoyed it. But you can't ban yourself from Sirius, so he didn't bother doing it.
Interesting, yeah. I'm a huge Howard Stern fan.
I used to love Howard Stern. I think he lost the plot a little bit later on.
A lot, completely.
Yeah.
But he's a great interviewer.
When he was on K Rock, whatever it was, back in the 80s.
What, in the morning or the afternoon?
Yeah, in the
I listened to him when he was in the afternoon.
He was brilliant.
Yeah. He was absolutely, and not only was he brilliant, it was so different than anybody else.
It was anarchic, wasn't it?
It was anarchic, and it was totally different.
Yeah.
And it was like he was asking, it was really
good. I remember when there was a plane crash in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And he was doing the show in Washington, D.C., I think, at the time.
Well, yeah, but it was a joke about how much he bought a flight.
The plane had crashed into the 15th Street
the
Bridge. Into the Potomac.
And he
called up the airline, which was, I think it was National Airlines, and he said, how much is the airfare from
to
National Airport to 50th Street Bridge? Got banned.
Yeah.
Off for a month.
It was horrible.
But it was funny, though.
Yeah, that is really funny. He is really funny. And he used to say he was half Jewish. He was fully Jewish.
Yeah,
he
tried
that. And then he divorced his wife.
And then,
which is, I'm against divorce.
Are you?
He broke his wife's heart.
Yeah.
You didn't
break your wife's heart, though.
I kind of did.
She was quite happy.
She was disappointed. She was disappointed in me. She wanted a better Lewis Schaefer.
Yeah.
But all of her friends told her.
She couldn't find one on the internet. That's why there's only one.
Did you check for Moldova? There might be a Lewis Schaefer in Moldova. Mm. I guess we got to go. I don't want
to. We have to stop. Yeah, this is way too long.
I enjoy this too much.
Yeah. This is way too long.
Do I not enjoy it too much?
He's normally meant
to be. He's on the next show as well.
Yeah.
So my idea, late night with Lewis on UK Live.
Yeah, good idea.
Good idea.
Good idea. Let's do it.
At what time?
5 minutes.
Oh, that's too long.
9 till midnight.
Yeah, we've got to stop.
No, I think 45 minutes is good. 9 till midnight.
Or 10 till midnight.
Oh, that's nice. I
think 9 till midnight's too long.
Yeah, 10 till midnight.
I think 10 till midnight.
But I still do my stream. Or no?
You could do anything you like.
But wouldn't that be too much? I'm doing my stream.
And you don't do your stream.
Well, the 12 people watching that might not watch the other show.
It's not 12. It's not 12.
37.
It was 12.
You said it was 12.
But it's moving. It's all moving up. And those things, it has to move gradually.
It's true.
You'd get 1,000 people watching.
Yeah, easy.
On this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
Would I have to have guests or something? Should I have guests?
No, phone in.
Would I do it from home?
Maybe.
Or would I do it here?
Do it from home. It would crash on your end and you wouldn't be able to fix it. Unless I was there to help you.
Yeah, well, we'd have somebody there to help. But I mean, I prefer to come into the studio here. It's not.
I think that's a better idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that far away. It takes me like 40 minutes to get here. basically. Okay. Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Well, you can listen. Yeah, that's the end. So, can we stop it now?
So suddenly, and I'm wrong because I want to keep on going.
No, because you need to have it's like some people need an editor. You need a fucking editor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's what Mum would say.
Yeah.
I wanted her to be my editor. She wasn't my editor.
Right, Mandy, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.